Hello, and welcome back to the next episode of Main Character with me, your host, Andrea Marie Tita. I'm so excited. I haven't been back to the Cast Collective to record some solos, and I haven't recorded a solo in a while. And I'm so excited to be here. Today, I wanted to talk to you guys about, I know it's already June, I don't know how that happened, but I wanted to talk about the solo that I posted at the beginning of the year, which the theme was kind of overarching in that, like, anything is possible and that it's all within you. Because I was looking back and I was reflecting the last couple of weeks on, you know, how you go through your camera roll and you see some of those videos that you had, you know, recorded of yourself and maybe you didn't have the courage to post. So before I even started the podcast a few years ago, I was realizing that I was recording these little snippets of myself that now I'll post some reels periodically where I have these thoughts or downloads or something that I want to share. And it was a reoccurring theme that I kept saying, and this was a couple years back, that I kept saying, like, it's all within you, it's all within you. And I could feel myself needing that reminder personally in the last couple of weeks. So I was like, I feel like it would be helpful, hopefully to someone else too, to share that, because I think we lose sight when we're distracted. You know, there's all these things, social media, new goals that we want to pursue, milestones that you're, you know, hoping you achieved and maybe you haven't yet. And kind of just remembering that it's all within your control too, because I think it's really easy, and I'm speaking for myself, but I think it's really easy to give yourself a pass sometimes and, you know, say, oh, it's, you know, the circumstances, or I don't have the opportunities because I'm not, you know, in that room. And I think it really goes back to the fact that, like, only you can make a change, only you can save yourself, so to speak. And in a positive note of that, like, it's such a beautiful thing because you are capable and you can do anything, and it's not contingent on anyone else or any external validations or any external things. So I don't know. I just had this thought this morning, and I was thinking that that's a really incredible thing, that we really can do anything and we can grow and we can push ourselves. And in reflecting on all of those things that I had posted, or not posted, but I had recorded and been scared to post, that your mission always follows you. So I didn't even realize at the time that that really was my mission, that I wanted to share that. And now I'm like, you know, there's a reason that I started this podcast. There's a reason that I feel scared, but I also feel compelled to share. And the reason that I'm able to share is because I know it's bigger than me. Like, yes, this is something I work on all the time. And of course, I'm not going to sit here and say I don't care what other people think, but I try really hard not to, because it's not about me. It's really not. It's about helping other people. It's about realizing that we get, like, one shot at this, and that each of you that, you know, spend your time listening, however long, I really appreciate it. And, like, I hope you know that as you're listening, that being unshakable to others and to the external validations, I know it's hard, but it's really the only way that you can kind of, I'm trying to think of the wording, but lock in and know that someone needs something that you have to say, or someone needs something that you're doing, or your product, or your service, or that community you're building. Someone needs that. So don't stop yourself just because you're scared. Like, I know it's scary. Every time I get in here, it's scary. Every time I have a guest, it's scary. But on the other side of that is, like, growth. It's, you know, oh, maybe I made a mistake doing that, or maybe I wish I asked that question differently. You know, a couple of my guest episodes recently, and they were with two of my close friends. I can't wait for you guys to hear them. But, you know, right after those episodes, I was like, ah, oh, I wish I thought about that more. I wish I phrased that better, or I wish I prepared more. And the only way that I'm going to get that feedback for myself or growth or challenge or opportunity to improve is if I get myself in those rooms, is if I book all those episodes. It's not easy. And it's just like through the action, through the doing, through the sending someone a DM, through asking that person to get coffee, through asking someone that you don't even know if they'll ever see it to be on the podcast. And like, I know I'll probably talk about this till the end of time, but like having Kristen Gaffney on the episode, like she did not have to come on my podcast. She did not have to answer my message. Like, and that conversation and that experience and being in the, you know, in this studio that I'm at now, like it's given me so much fire and inspiration and belief in God and like belief that you always end up in those rooms you're meant to be in. And I'll forever be grateful to her for that. But just ask, just thinking through some examples to some of those themes that I'm talking about. And when I'm saying, you know, try and not listen to all of the outside noise and try and be secure within yourself, I'm speaking that because, you know, there's been times that someone has asked me, you know, why are you doing the podcast? You know, there's so many podcasts and there's always been so much personal development material. And don't you think people have already done that? And I understand and I can appreciate it. And even if it's coming from a place of love and protection and, you know, maybe not wanting me to fail or not wanting me to, you know, be able to grow this to where I want it to. But also my response to that would be, I'm unique. Like, you're unique. Like, everything that I'm going to bring to this podcast around those themes is so different from what anyone else will do. Of course, we're all going to read books or listen to podcasts of other people that inspire us and, you know, take some of those inspirations and make it your own. But no one is you, and that's your power. I say that all the time. Like, no one is me. No one is you. They're not going to bring the same type of perspective or experiences and what they've gone through. So when I'm saying that we really can't listen to the outside noise, it's because you get one chance here. Like, I know it sounds corny, I get it, but it's so true. Like, your timeline, your day-to-day, like, no one else is living that. And I think the reason I'm so passionate about speaking about it is because I feel very clear on how passionate I am about the podcast, how passionate I am about music, how passionate I am about creating. But I feel very unclear on, like, my next step in a lot of other areas in my life. And that's really hard. Like, I trust God. I trust, you know, and whatever higher power you believe in. Like, I trust that there's, you know, a perfect plan and my journey is my journey and your journey is yours. But in that day-to-day, in that middle, messy middle that I talk about, like, it's so hard. It's so hard to get up every day and just, like, feel so secure in so many things that you're doing and feel so unsure on where it's going. You know, I kind of feel like I'm on this train and I don't know where it's landing. And it's scary. Like, it's unsettling. And it's, but it's also on the flip side of that, and this is where my woo-woo optimism gets annoying, but it's so exciting too. Like, you just don't know. And the only way to go through it is to keep doing things that excite you. Keep doing things with people that light you up, with people that you trust. Being in environments where you're valued and you can be weird and silly. You know, I've really tried to, like, really limit any friendships or any environments where I can feel the energy that's off. Like, you guys can feel that. You can feel it if you walk into a room and you're probably the last person everyone was talking about. You know, like, you can feel that. And I think it's just important to get out of those situations as quickly as possible. Or, you know, maybe you don't go to dinner with them every month. Maybe you go once a year, twice a year. And I know it's hard and you don't want to disappoint people. And you can love people from afar. This has really taken me on so many twists and turns, but hopefully it'll be helpful. But just those examples, I think, are helpful because it's so easy for me to get on, you know, when I get these thoughts and I post these reels and I'm like, you know, it's all within, you have the power, but this is all because I'm living, you know, I'm living my life as authentically as possible, but that doesn't come without challenge. That doesn't come without difficulties. That doesn't come without distancing myself from people or friendships or, you know, being confused and meditating and figuring out what my next step is. Like, none of that happens without the difficulties and the reflection. And if you're in that, I just wanted to share that because we're all posting the highlight reel. I'm doing it too. We're all posting the good days, and most days are good, but a lot of moments are confusing, and a lot of moments are making sure you made the right decision, or am I making the right move with this? Should I have this person on? Should I write that song? Should I move to a different city? Like, all of those things are not easy, but having those opportunities is so beautiful. So trying to see the both sides of that and trying to be grateful, which I am, but, you know, we do also have difficulties too, and that's okay. A couple of other things on this topic that I wanted to share, and it is going to be repetitive, but you don't have to do something just because you've been doing it all along. And that's going to go, you know, on theme with what I was saying before, like figuring out the next step or the next thing you want to do. Like, maybe you want to learn something new. Someone shared this thread was awesome. I think I saved it. So if you're interested, DM me and I'll share the post with you. But it was like all of these very successful people. And a lot of the things that they went on to do, like, they didn't start writing their first book until they were 40. They didn't start acting until they were 50. And, like, just because you're a certain age, if it's 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, like, if you're listening to this and there's something you want to do, start writing at 40. You know, start painting at 50. Start posting on social media. Anyone can be a content creator, not influencer, but content creator. If there's something you're passionate about, like, don't let things hold you back just because you've been doing something all along. Just because, you know, I'm a lawyer and I've been one for, you know, however many years, I forget now. I think I'm still 25, but don't keep doing something just because you've been doing it all along if you want to do something new. And I think there's a beautiful movement right now on socials and TikTok and Instagram of people just like tapping into that and tapping into like trying new things or moving abroad. There's so many people moving abroad and just like opening themselves up. And I think now is the time to like do anything you want to do. And another quote was, there's no traffic when you're in your own lane. And I know that's, again, it's so easy to compare and, you know, but I think if you really are locked in, if you are working on your goals, if you are putting the work in, you're not competing with anyone. You're competing with what you were doing yesterday. And I just think, like, that was a great reminder for me. There's no traffic when you're in your own lane. Like, it's your path. It's your life. There's no competition there. And then lastly, I don't know if I mentioned him before, but he's a motivational speaker. His name is Eric Thomas. He goes by ET. And I was listening. I'm going to talk about this in the next solo, my fitness journey, but I've been listening to motivational speeches when I work out. And he said something that this morning I was like, oh my God, it's so true. He was like, you're not a no, you're one yes away. So it just goes back to where I was saying, you know, shoot your shot and just ask, because he's like, I get fired up if I hear no, because it just means I'm one more ask closer to a yes. So people can only tell you no for so long. You know, you're going to find your people, you're going to find your tribe, you're going to find who you're meant to be with if you just be yourself. And I, again, the cheesiness, but I really believe that. Like, I think if you're sharing from a good heart and you're being authentic and you're not trying to just, you know, say things for the sake of saying them or copy what this person was doing. I think if you're coming from that place, I really believe that all the doors that are meant to open for you will. I've rambled a ton, but I don't know. I feel really excited to take on the next half of the year. I hope you do too. I hope, you know, maybe you're doing a little check-in like I was with myself and, you know, some things I wish were further along. I've been saying I'm going to launch something for a while and, you know, it's just one of those things like holding ourselves accountable and not getting distracted, which I know it's hard, but if you're really passionate about it, you have to do it. And Erin, who's sitting across from me, is an example of that. Like, she's grinded, and it's amazing to look back and see how far she's come at the Cast Collective and all the podcasts that are filmed here. So look around, you know, there's inspiration everywhere. And I think I'm going to tie this one up with a bow. But as always, I'm sending you guys all the love and light in the world. And I hope you're having a great summer. And we'll see you soon. Mwah.